Daniel 2, reading 3. Daniel's prayer is answered. Applied to our regeneration, this part of the story represents that the Lord does not leave us to remain in states of Babylon. He offers us a way out by His word if we are willing to take it. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. Apocalypse explained, those who are reformed by means of truths from the word and temptations are signified by Noah, Daniel, and Job in Ezekiel 14. That they would desire compassion from before the God of heaven, Arcana Celestia 57:58. To claim truth and good to oneself is contrary to the universal that reigns in heaven, as well as contrary to the acknowledgment that all salvation is of mercy, that is, that man of himself is in hell, but of mercy he is drawn out of there by the Lord. Man cannot be in humility, nor consequently can he receive the Lord's mercy, for his mercy flows in only when he humbles himself, or into a humble heart. Unless he acknowledges that there is nothing but evil from himself, and that all good is from the Lord. Without this acknowledgment, a man attributes to himself as merit, and at length as righteousness, whatever he does. For to claim for himself the truth and good which are from the Lord is to make himself righteous. This is the source of many evils, for he then regards himself in everything that he does for the neighbor. And when he does this, he loves himself above all others, whom he then despises, if not in word, still in heart. He removes kings and sets up kings. Apocalypse Revealed says, by kings are meant truths or falsities. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things, and knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. True Christian Religion 587. The first act in the new birth is called Reformation, which pertains to the understanding, and the second is called Regeneration, which pertains to the will, and from it to the understanding. The evils into which man is born are generated in the will of the natural man, and the will causes the understanding to favor it by thinking in agreement with it. For this reason, so that man may be regenerated, it is necessary that his regeneration be accomplished by means of the understanding as the intermediate cause. And this is done by means of the various kinds of instruction that the understanding receives. First from parents and teachers, afterward by reading the word, by preaching, books, and conversation. The things which the understanding receives from these sources are called truths. For truths teach man in whom he ought to believe, and what he ought to believe, also what he ought to do, thus how he ought to will. For whatever one does, he does from the will in accordance with his understanding. Since then, man's will itself is evil by birth, and the understanding teaches what good and evil are, and man can will either good or evil, it follows that he must be reformed by means of the understanding. And so long as anyone sees and mentally acknowledges that evil is evil and good is good, and thinks that the good ought to be chosen, he is in what is called the state of reformation. But when his will leads him to shun evil and do good, the state of regeneration begins. For the sake of this end, there has been given to man the ability to elevate his understanding almost into the light in which the angels of heaven are, that he may see what he must will and must do therefrom, so that he may be prosperous in the world for a time, and blessed after death to eternity. He becomes prosperous and blessed if he acquires for himself wisdom, and keeps his will in obedience to it. But he becomes unprosperous and unhappy if he makes his understanding subservient to his will. This is because the will, by birth, inclines to evils, even to enormous evils. Therefore, unless it is held in check by means of the understanding, man, left to the freedom of his will, would rush into great wickedness, and from his inborn savagery would plunder and slaughter for his own sake all who did not favor him and indulge his cupidities. Questions. Daniel seems to represent the Lord with us in his word, lifting up our understanding into the light of heaven to see truths by which we can reform our lives and so be regenerated. What are some of the first truths that you remember coming to believe and wanting to live by? What are some more recent convictions? Can you think of a time when the Lord has removed kings, ideas that you used to hold as true, and set up kings, a new, better understanding? Can you see how blind human beings are if we claim intelligence and righteousness as our own, instead of acknowledging that all good and all truth are solely from the mercy of the Lord? What effect does such an arrogant attitude have on love toward the neighbor?